I'm Sean Power reporting. The Plymouth County Historical Museum has announced details on the 22nd annual Art Paul Peter Bow Accordion Festival, a beloved celebration of accordion music and heritage returning to Lamar's this spring. The festival will be held on Sunday, May 3rd at 2 p.m. in the historic Old Central Gym at the museum. Now in its 22nd year, this cherished annual event honors the legacy of accordionists Art Paul and Peter Bow, bringing together musicians and music lovers from across the region for an afternoon of lively performances and community celebration. Admission is by free will offering and is open to the public. For more information, contact the museum by calling 712-546-7002. A Lamar's man was arrested last week on child exploitation and grooming charges following an undercover investigation by Sioux County authorities. The Sioux County Sheriff's Office took 22-year-old Jordan Lee Birkenpaws into custody last Friday, April 3rd at 11:05 a.m. According to authorities, Birkenpaws had allegedly been engaging in explicit conversations with an undercover deputy posing as a 15-year-old juvenile female. Birkenpaws has been charged with sexual exploitation of a minor, a Class B felony, and grooming, a Class D felony. Birkenpaws was taken to the Sioux County Jail, but was released after posting a $25,000 bond. The monthly meeting of the Northwest Iowa Genealogical Society will take place next Saturday, April 18th, with guest speaker Ray Scott to give a program concerning the Platt Armstrong and Robert McCarter families of Western Iowa. The Society says Scott's ongoing research recently yielded surprising details about his family's links to Platt Armstrong, one of the founders of the Iowa town of Lakeview, and Robert McCarter Jr., who helped to open a Mobile bank. He even uncovered some evidence of connections to the Rockefellers. According to the Society, Platt once lived in a Lamar's home close to what is now the museum, and several of McCarter's descendants ended up in Los Angeles, founding what became U.S. Bank. The public is invited to attend this event, and there is no charge for admission. The meeting will take place in the fourth floor study hall of the Plymouth County Historical Museum next Saturday, April 18th. A bill that would significantly change the property tax system for Iowa homeowners has cleared the Senate. Senator Dan Dawson, a Republican from Council Bluffs, calls it the first step towards a plan that can win approval in the Iowa House and be signed into law by Governor Reynolds.
This is not the final product, but we have to start to move towards a conclusion in this. And I do believe that this bill is a good faith effort into finding that compromise within this General Assembly.
The bill passed on a 41-4 vote. All but one Democrat voted for it. And Dawson says that affirms the plan is headed in the right direction.
Because property taxes aren't a Republican or a Democrat thing. It's an Iowan thing. I mean, across the board, you hear, not only just you hear, but you see in polling, it's the number one issue across all political parties.
Senator Tony Bisignano, a Democrat from Des Moines, says the bill is not perfect, but is a good opener for negotiations.
This is a substantial bill, and there were commitments made at the beginning of session that we were going to see substantial change. Not tweaks as we've done over the past, but significant in the direction that property taxes need to go.
The bill would cap city and county revenue growth between 2 and 5% based on inflation. It would replace Iowa's system that limits how fast the taxable value of a home grows with a 50% homestead tax exemption. That exemption would start growing for Iowans once they reach the age of 60, and by the time a homeowner turns 100, they would pay no property tax at all. The bill also calls for an immediate increase in the gas tax, followed by incremental gas tax increases in the future that are tied to inflation. And that's a look at your local news. I'm Sean Power.